Only Sketches About presents Only Sketches About Book Club.
Whoa, the new Scholastic Book Club magazine is out.
Whoa, no way! I'm so excited to see all the new books in this one.
I can't wait for my mom to write a check for me to bring in.
What do you think the theme is this month? Last month was science experiments.
Yeah, the Encyclopedia Brown book I got was so good. And there was a part where he did the same experiment with the magnets that we did in class last week.
Yeah, this month might be cool insects.
Or maybe healthy eating.
Okay, guys, looks like the theme this month is revenge. Well, let's see what some of these books are.
The Magic Treehouse, Good Morning at the Guillotine.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Roderick Better Watch His Back.
Clifford the Big Red Dog, He's Covered in Blood.
Animorphs, but the kid on the cover is turning into an unmanned drone.
If you give a mouse a license to kill.
The little engine that could change tracks and only kill one person, but would rather kill the six it's headed towards.
Strega Nona defends herself during a home invasion.
Oh wow, I didn't know Tommy DiPaolo was still writing.
Yeah, good for him.
Flat Stanley travels by mail, an anthrax story.
The Berenstain Bears straight up kill a human man?
That can't be right.
Oh, it's Berenstain Bears kill a human man. My bad.
Paddington Bear forgets to wash his hands.
Whoa, that's pretty extreme for him.
Help, I'm trapped in Charles Manson's body.
Nancy Drew, the secret of the mysterious package from the Unabomber.
The Cat in the Hat stays strapped.
Well, I want one of everything.
Me too.
Oh, Mom!
Oh my god, I was at the most crazy website.
Oh, I'll get it. Susan, hi, sweetie. Come in, come in. Okay, everyone, Susan is here and we can get the book club started.
Oh my god, hi, Susan. How are
you? Hi, sorry I'm late. Oh, I was listening. Okay, honestly, don't judge. I was listening to the last 100 pages of the book on triple speed on Audible. I was.
Didn't we all?
Oh, God, we all been there. Okay, Wendy was just telling us, though, about this cake she brought.
Mm. Oh my gosh, ladies. Mm. This week, I baked the most luscious, divine, mouth-watering treat for us to enjoy while we review Genocide of the Heart by Judy Patterson. It's called Better Than Sex Cake.
Excuse me?
What? That's right. Better Than Sex Cake. And you better believe it is 100% better than sex.
I'm sorry. You're telling me this cake is better than getting plowed by your man after a few glasses of wine and a crushed Viagra?
Exactly. Yes.
You're bad, girl.
There is no way this cake is better than getting absolutely silly stringed in your man's load like a toaster strudel while your kids are sound asleep just two rooms away. Okay, I have a hard time believing that. Nothing is better.
Yup. Mm-hmm.
Well, taste is subjective, but I stand by what I said. Yes, the cake is better than getting silly stringed in semen.
Okay, but is this cake better than when your lover holds a gun to your head during sex?
Oh my god, Deborah. Oh.
Safety on or off?
Off if you're nasty.
Okay. How about when you sit on his head like you're laying an egg?
Or when he does the ice bucket challenge on your vagina.
People are still doing the ice bucket challenge?
Yeah. Just on vagina.
Hold on a second. Are you telling me this cake is better than all the times I invite a random stranger from a bar home to let my husband watch him have sex with me from the corner like a little rat? Like a little wet rat boy nibbling on his little piece of cheese in the shadows while another man hunts me like a dog and I yell, yeah! Yeah, you like that, Rat Daddy, don't you? Is that cake that freaking good?
I didn't know you smoke.
Only after sex.
Only after sex.
Listen, all I know is the backstory of the recipe blog said it was better than sex. So it must be better than sex. And as someone who has definitely had sex, I have to agree.
Well then, cut me a piece of that moist cake so I can put it in my mouth already.
Yes, let's try give this.
Here you go. Here you go. One for you. Here you go. Here you go. That's okay.
This tastes like asshole, and not the kind you eat in the back of your Subaru in the Bed Bath & Beyond parking lot.
Is this vegan?
Yeah! Doesn't it make you all super hard?
What? I don't know how to say this, but are you a virgin, Wendy?
What? No way. Sex? We've all had it. But speaking of, what exactly do you guys think sex is?
I am sorry, Wendy, but you are out of this book club.
What? No. I'm sorry. I'll bring a different cake next time.
It's not about the cake, Wendy. I thought when I invited you to our book club, I made the rules perfectly clear. No virgins allowed.
I'm sorry, Wendy. You have to go. But leave the cake.
Leave the cake, Wendy.
Leave the cake.
Okay, but real talk, that cake is better than sex.
Yeah.
When Jeremy Smalls was just a young boy, a seemingly innocent lie would set the course for the rest of his young life.
Everyone, please pass last night's homework to the front of the class. Jeremy, where's your assignment? You'd better have a good excuse for failing to do your homework, Mr. Smalls.
And so a young Jeremy thought and thought and thought some more, until finally an excuse so outrageous, so unverifiable, so seemingly innocuous in its simplicity presented itself.
I was at book club.
You were at book club?
Yup.
Well, that's remarkable, Jeremy, really. The magic of reading is dead for so many children. I'm just so pleased, Jeremy. Keep going to book club, and don't worry about this silly little assignment.
And from that moment on, that magical little excuse came in handy with everything.
Son, it is way past your curfew. Where have you been?
Dagnabbit, Jeremy, your mother's been worried sick. Your eyes are beet red. Beet red, Jeremy.
Is that a cigarette in your hand?
Mom, Dad, relax. It was just a book club.
Ah, well, that's fine, son. Go on up to bed.
I think it's time we call it, dear.
I can't believe he'd do this to me. Just give him a little more time. Oh, my God.
Carol, I'm so sorry.
Where the hell were you? You smell like Chanel number 5. Is that a stamp on your hand?
Book club. I was at book club.
Aww.
But soon it seemed this lovable rapscallion couldn't keep up with the ruse forever.
Where were you, Dad? You missed my whole party, and you smell like new polish remover!
Don't you dare tell our son that you were at book
club. But I was at book club.
Come on, honey. We're gonna go stay at Grandma's for a little while.
Sooner or later, as any true reader knows, one's past always catches up with one.
I need that money, Smalls.
I know, I just need more time.
Well, from what I hear, all you got's time, Mr. Book Club.
Please, I'll do anything. I got a family, man.
All right, Smalls, I'll tell you what. I'm a bit of a reader myself, and despite my criminal livelihood, I've always believed in the power of the written word. So I'll forgive the debt if you can answer me this one question.
Of course, anything.
What do you think was the main message of Where the Crawdads Sing?
I've never actually finished a book before.
Ah, Jesus, man! Now I gotta break in these on principle!
Ah, my leg!
After that, Jeremy couldn't explain how he got two broken knees. Nobody believed it was from book club, and the truth finally came out. Jeremy lost his wife, his family, his house, and his job. Now, he is a sad sack sorry excuse for a man who does voiceover work in a free sketch show.
Hey, please, just stick to the script.
Kids, the moral of that story is to never, ever lie, especially about book club. The end.
Breaker, breaker, this is Bullfrog. Do I have a copy on any other truckers in this caravan?
This is 9 Volt. I hear you loud and clear, Bullfrog. My truck is right in front of you, cruising real smooth.
That's a 10-4, 9 Volt. This is Falcon. I hear you both loud and clear, bringing up the rear.
Good to be back on the frequency with the boys.
Makes the trucking day go by a lot quicker.
Yep.
You know, I was thinking, it's been a while. How about the three of us go up to my cousin's cabin, right on the lake? We can do some hunting, some fishing.
Oh, it's been too long.
It'd be real nice to go back up there together.
He's got a new boat, too. It'd be a lot of fun. I'm thinking next weekend.
Oh, bad news, fellas. You'll have to go without me. Next weekend, I've got book club.
Are you still going to that stupid book club?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I am. And I'm proud to admit it, damn it.
You know, the one I go to is better, right?
Okay, come on, fellas. Let's take it easy.
Better? You think your book club is better? Let me guess, you're still on Hunger Games book 2.
We are reading at a pace that lets us fully dissect every development in the plot and characterizations. We don't speed through the books like your club does.
Alright, look, we don't speed through, alright? We are smart enough to handle reading at an accelerated pace.
Guys, heads up, construction ahead. Looks like we gotta merge left. And also it's called Catching Fire.
Sounds good, merging left.
Doing exactly as you're told without questioning it? Looks like somebody's book club skipped Fahrenheit 451.
Alright, well, at least it wouldn't take us 451 days to read it.
Pull over.
You pull over. I'll kick your ass, motherfucker.
I'm gonna beat the shit out of you so hard you won't even know how this shit occurred. Yeah,
guys, Bullfrog, Falcon, which turn do I make at this roundabout? The directions say right, but it's a roundabout, so that's every turn. Guys?
Let's get this parents' book club started, shall we?
Yes, please. I've been waiting for this all month.
I'd like to go first, if that's okay. Mm. I have a really good passage I'd like to read.
By all means, Kathy.
Okay, here it goes. March 10th. This morning before school started, I opened my locker to find a note from Brianna Smith that said, "Meet me in the auditorium during lunchtime." I was shocked, but I'm starting to grow my mustache, so I thought maybe she was into it. When I went there to meet her at lunch, though, she looked all confused and then laughed and said, "Oh, sorry, that note wasn't meant for you. It was meant for a 7-inch Mitch, the quarterback."
Oh, no way. Brianna Smith? He's had a crush on her for, like, ever. That's gotta be so embarrassing.
And that mustache, Lord help him. It's hard to root for someone who chooses to look like 2012 Michael Cera.
Oh, I know. I keep telling him to shave it off, but of course he won't listen to his mother. Mm-hmm. Ugh, sometimes I wonder if he'll ever get it in at this rate.
I can't wait to see how this unfolds.
Okay. My turn. This one's so crazy. March 18th, I auditioned for the school musical Once Upon a Mattress today and was so nervous that when I got to the high note in my song, I peed a tiny bit. I didn't think it was noticeable until Mr. Sanfilippo asked me why my pants were wet, and I panicked and told him I have overactive thigh sweat glands. I think he bought it.
Bitch, he did not buy that.
Every time I see my daughter now, I burst out laughing. It's terrible.
Oh, bless her heart. Why didn't she just tell him she spilled water?
Wait, did she get the part, though?
She did. Mark and I are so proud.
Yes! Oh, thank God it was her and not that little bitch, Valerie Smith.
I know, right?
Okay, here's one I found that's kind of similar. March 2nd. Sarah's big sis dared me to skinny dip in the neighborhood rain garden, and I did, and now I'm scared I have toxic shock syndrome.
Mom, are you reading my diary?
Here we go.
I'm just having book club with my friends as always, dear. Go back upstairs.
Oh, really? Well, I was listening in on the intercom and it sounded a whole lot like you were reading my diary entry.
Chelsea, I told you not to listen to the intercom because you might hear things you don't want to hear.
Yeah, I thought you meant like you and Dad having sex, not this.
You know full well your father and I have sex in the attic.
Hey, Chelsea, did Penelope Frazier ever find out it was you who cyberbullied her on her slime talk?
How did you? Mama! This is so fucked up!
Chelsea, you are blowing this way out of proportion. We are just having some harmless fun. You have to understand, these diaries are way more interesting than any book we've read.
Mom, stop gaslighting me. Give me my diary back.
Fine. It was much juicier last month anyways.
I'm telling Dad what you did. Dad! Mom has been reading my diary for book club.
Oh shit, was that tonight? Honey, don't start yet. I'll be down in 2 minutes.
Sorry about that, everyone. Please, have some more Moscato.
Oh, please. Mary, you think that's bad? You should have seen my daughter after she found out I borrow her retainer.
She didn't think to take the other diaries away.
You're right, George. In that case... March 12th, Brianna Smith told me she thinks my mustache makes me look like Jesus. And we had sex in the prop closet.
Oh, finally!
Yes!
Mine fellow inventors, I, Johannes Gutenberg, welcome you to the 1440 Summit of German Innovation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Meine Herren, I ask you, have you ever thought to yourself, I would love this book, but monks are so slow to transcribe, always getting bogged down in the little details and having carpal tunnel? Well, stress no more. Behold, the printing press.
Gutenberg, do you understand what this will do for literacy rates? The common man can read important
the
texts.
The church cannot gatekeep knowledge anymore.
News can be distributed en masse.
Yes, and now none of you have an excuse not to come to my book club.
Johannes.
Pretty great, right? Actually, there's a surprise for you all. I printed the book we're going to read, and it is under your seats. So, who is in for this Thursday?
Johannes, I don't know how to say this.
Thursdays don't work for me.
Me either.
Yeah, same.
Okay, well then, what about Friday? Maybe Saturday, even Sunday, truly, whatever. My schedule is wide.
None of that works for me. My schedule is just so crazy, you know?
Sure, but I cut out the big time constraint by printing you the books with my printing press. None of you were able to get the copy of the book before because of the monks.
Johannes, we're all very impressed with the printing press.
I knew you would be.
But?
It was never about the monks, Johannes. It's the books themselves. They suck.
Meine Herren, I promise you, you are going to love this book. It's about a supple young teen who takes a wrong turn off the path and is seduced by a very handsome and misunderstood hell beast.
Johannes, please, listen to yourself.
I mean, really, you used your genius to reprint this?
Do you really want to go down in history as a man who would mass print this YA swill?
YA swill? How dare you? I thought you cared about literacy rates. Don't you want young girls to be interested in reading?
This isn't about literacy rates, and you know it, Johannes.
We hate your book club. We hate the vine you serve, and your couch is really uncomfortable, and your kids are super weird.
Yeah, very weird.
My children are inventors like me.
They invented the wet willy.
What is your point? That is hilarious.
The point is, you have terrible taste, dude, and we hate it.
Okay, I get it. You hate my wife and my kids, my cakes and my inventions, and my impeccable taste in literature. Why do you even hang out with me then?
Your heart, Johannes.
Oh, you guys!
Only Sketches About Book Club was performed by Gamal El-Sawah, Chris Fitzgerald, Cassidy Graham, Lauren Hardman, Annette Storkman, and special guest Claire Burns. If you like this show, please give us 5 stars on Spotify or Apple, whatever. Please love us. I've been your announcer, Mark Stauffenberg, and this has been an OSA Comedy production.